This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You can't be raising taxes. You can't make anything inflationary. You can close some loopholes. You can find out where there's some things that should be done, that should have been done before, but it won't be inflationary at all.
It's difficult to imagine that this bill does not significantly support family economic security and help families cope with the high cost of living.
And technically, according to multiple different organizations, this bill does raise taxes.
I'm stunned. I'm shocked.
The largest corporations in America have to pay a minimum of 15% to help this great country.
Double the taxes. Triple the taxes. Squeeze every last drop.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We've just learned from Taiwanese and U.S. sources that Speaker Pelosi is indeed going to visit Taiwan.
Just stay home. This whole trip is completely out of context.
Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the number you can call if you would like to be on the show today. And we're going to take more of your calls this hour. We've got a lot to get to here. And if you still want to get involved in the illegal aliens driver's license petition drive to put it on the ballot, let the voters decide in November whether illegal aliens in Massachusetts should get this latest handout, a driver's license. Go to fairandsecurema.com, fairandsecurema.com, and check out where to sign up. And if you want to get a petition of your own, just to pass around the neighborhood, if you don't want to go to Market Basket or Big Y or Stop and Shop or where or one of the gun clubs or gun shops, just go to email jm@massgop.com, jm@massgop.com, and you can just tell them where you want the petition sent. All right, time now for the Chump Line.
President Biden, did you have a negative test for COVID? Yes. So you're okay now. Are you sure? Yes, I'm positive.
Yes. President Trump is rather caustic in his well wishes, shall we say, for Brandon. But we played it earlier.
Only in America can the government pass a law requiring cows to wear masks. Utter lunacy.
Wasn't it enough to force all of us, especially children, to wear masks? Now, what's next? Dogs? Cats? The Chump Line is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one.
Joe Biden here. People ask me what I said on my phone call to Chinese Premier Ping Xi. I said, listen, pal, Nancy Pelosi's coming to Taiwan, and if you give me any malarkey, I'm telling her to pack a bikini this time. No joke.
That was another poll question I pondered over the weekend. Who do you believe was telling the truth about the so-called two-hour phone call? Brandon or the Chinese guy? Another potential poll question, do you really believe Brandon talked to anybody for 2 hours solid?
They just had him dial up a random Chinese restaurant.
I don't believe he You know, he claimed that he confronted the Chinese and told them to do something about the Uyghurs in the concentration camp. The million Uyghurs that are in Muslims in the concentration camps. I'm not buying it. I don't think he knows who the Uyghurs are. And I don't think he cares. I think he looks at Hunter's bank statement and looks at and remembers the 10% for the big guys. Maybe he remembers 10% for the big guy, but he did not ask the Chinese premier about the Uyghurs.
Joe Manchin here. Just because we're raising taxes and spending doesn't mean anybody has to worry about inflation. I didn't screw you, honest.
Yeah, you can trust Joe Manchin. He's not like the others. I just wonder what he got. His daughter has a big company that gets millions of government money. His wife has one of these hack jobs on the Appalachian Regional Commission or some such title. How much does he need?
Maybe he got a new mooring for his houseboat.
Maybe he wants a yacht. Like, what is it? Is it who has the yacht that they were going to have to take down the bridge? Was that Bezos in Holland? They were going to have to take down a bridge to get the yacht through the bridge, and they said, "Nah, I don't think so." Good for the Dutch.
Lovey, did you hear that Phil Russell died? Us sports fans referred to him by his nicknames, the Chief or Hondo. He was a member of the Big Three, which also included Larry McHale and Bob Cousy. I still remember watching them win the Stanley Cup at Sullivan Garden.
Yeah, I don't think John Kerry has ever mentioned Bill Russell or Red Auerbach or Bob Cousy or the great Celtics teams. He hasn't even pretended to be a Celtics fan. Did they have a team in Washington, D.C. back in the 50s? I don't think they did.
The economy is in a transition. It's transitioning from bad to worse.
Yes. Yes. We all eventually transition to room temperature. And that's where the economy is transitioning to. It's going from the intensive care unit to the hospice.
Howie, I'm very concerned about Nancy Pelosi flying into Taiwan. Do you know if the broomstick is equipped with anti-missile devices?
Oh, that's so unkind. I got to tell you, that's a story that just really doesn't grab me. I don't feel any need to stay up on whether or not she's going to land in Taiwan or not. It's
another poll question. What brand of Johnny Walker is on the flight? Blue? Black, red.
I'm thinking it's blue because I think the first time I ever heard about her top-notch Scotch equipped bar on her plane, that was the first I'd never heard of Johnny Walker Blue, believe it or not. But because that's not the kind of expensive stuff I buy. How much does a bottle of blue cost? Like over $70, right?
Yes, much more than 70.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, I wonder if she'll be hitting the blue hard before she lands. She's going to make one of those Tuzla-like landings that Hillary Clinton made, remember? With the snipers were firing at the plane, and when she landed, according to Hillary's account of landing in the Balkans, The little kids were waiting with bouquets for her because that's how dangerous the sniper fire was.
About $230.
$230 for Johnny Walker Blue. Wow. It's nice to be the speaker, isn't it?
The Democrats have banned the word recession. Maybe we should replace it with the word depression.
I hope not. But, you know, that's another thing. It's another transition, right? You're not always in a you're not always in a recession. You gotta move one way or the other.
There's nothing climate change can't do. Just use your eco-imagination.
Right, exactly. It causes forest fires in some parts of the country. It causes floods in other parts of the country. It causes rising sea levels, but apparently not rising. They're not rising enough to prevent any of the Democrat millionaires who are advising us to conserve energy to postpone their purchases of multi-million dollar mansions oceanside.
So is Muriel Bowser saying that Washington, D.C. has reached maximum diversity?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. The mayor of Washington wants to call out the National Guard to prevent any more diversity from infesting the nation's capital's streets and homeless shelters and parks.
Come on, man. Well, I tested positive again, which they tell me means I have breakthrough COVID. I'm thankful for the 4 vaccines I took and this Paxlovid, which has no side effects. Not only did it cure me of my COVID-9, but it also cured my dementia. Also, it cured my dementia. Not a joke.
This gives him a few more days in the iron lung, and no one can say anything. And then, again, as we said last week, afterwards he can say he's got long COVID. And that means brain fog. So how dare you accuse him of having dementia? He's just a recovering victim of Wuhan flu.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you want to leave a message, you can always call between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This number, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second Chump Line, you can hear it at Chopped Chumps at around 7 o'clock Eastern Time every weeknight. We post Chopped Chumps. Get Chopped Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one.
Only in America can the government pass a law requiring cows to wear masks. Utter lunacy.
It's a sop to AOC. She's very concerned about cow flatulence, you know. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Savor every last bite of the season with HelloFresh. From family-friendly to fit and wholesome to veggie, HelloFresh has over 55 weekly options delivered right to your door. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes plus 3 free gifts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you think Fox News is out to get Trump?
Yes, I do.
61% say yes.
It's... The more people think, the more the percentage rises. 844-500-4242. We're still waiting for Trump's endorsement in the Missouri Senate race. It's very surprising because the polls will be open in what about 15 hours, and he hasn't endorsed anybody, but he says he's already announced he's going to endorse somebody today. And he also has sent out a get well notice to his successor Brandon, and it was rather sarcastic, shall we say. And again, he sent it out on Truth Social, but like a tweet, but he likes to leave a voicemail for the Howie Carr Show and our listeners and viewers.
Joe Biden's second bout of COVID, sometimes referred to as the China virus, was sadly misdiagnosed by his doctors. He instead has dementia, but is happily recovering well. Joe is thinking of moving part-time to one of those beautiful Wisconsin nursing homes where almost 100% of the residents miraculously and for the first time in history had the strength and energy to vote, even if those votes were cast illegally. Get well soon, Joe.
I don't think it was only in Wisconsin where they had 100% turnout in the nursing homes. I think there are some nursing homes like that in Massachusetts. I've heard about them anyway. You know, AOC is not the only female Democrat congresswoman who graduated from Boston University. I didn't know this until today. Lois Frankel, the former mayor of West Palm Beach, Florida, graduated many, 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 many years ago. She's 74 now, and she's running against a Republican. There are several Republicans running against her, but apparently one of the diners that she likes to go to in her hometown now of West Palm Beach — she's not originally from West Palm, she's from New York, obviously — and she went to BU, and now she lives in Florida. And so she went into this diner, and she saw that the city diner in West Palm Beach, the owner, Richard Klein, is a Republican, but he's always had Frankel as a customer. So she saw — someone told her that he had a sign in his diner, city diner, for one of her potential opponents, a woman named Deborah Ademi. Or Ademy, I don't know how you pronounce it, A-D-E-I-M-Y. And so she went in to the diner and started screaming at the owner, who she knew, Richard Klein. Listen to this. She has a meltdown here. Cut one.
I'm going to make sure that everyone has exactly what you've been doing.
I'm not allowed to.
You can vote for
the one. You put it down.
I'm just going to tell you that I'm never coming in. You're busy.
I'm not coming in.
Why should I? You're telling me to come into my
room. That's just cheese.
You couldn't hear that, but let me just sum it up. She was yelling, and she was pointing her finger, and then she stomped out of the place. And I don't think she liked the sign says retire Lois Frankel, and you know, she does not want to retire, especially under duress. So she lost it. She totally lost it. 844-500-4242. We gave some props to the New York Times to that story about the transgender serial woman killer in New York. Oh, we don't have time for the — I want to get to another story from the New York Times from the past, from 1995. It's a very sad story. It predicted the end of the world. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Ayman al-Zawahiri. He's the one who took over al-Qaeda after Osama was killed in a strike in Pakistan. It's being reported that he has been killed in a drone strike in Afghanistan. So I guess he must have drifted back into Afghanistan after after Brandon turned over the country to the Taliban. So Brandon's going to go on TV tonight and claim a big victory. And I'm just looking at the biography on Zawahiri. He was a doctor, a physician, and he was 71, born in Giza, Egypt, home of Giza Dream, where the sheets, where the cotton comes from for the Giza Dream sheets that Mike Lindell makes. So that's the latest news. That's good news. Zawahiri killed in drone strike. I guess maybe he must have just come back to the country because they opened it up again. That's why we invaded Afghanistan in the first place, because Al-Qaeda was operating out of there. I don't know where he'd been all these years. I'm sure they must not have known either, or they would have taken him out already. He was killed in a drone strike. 844-500-4242. And I'm just looking to see if there. Why don't we play this Ely Meistel? This is the guy who looks like he's a black guy with a white afro. He looks like a Q-tip. I don't know how else to put it. But he just says the most horrible things about everybody, and especially black Republicans. He hates black Republicans more than he hates white Republicans, if that's possible. So he's really down on Herschel Walker, who's the former football running back for the Georgia Bulldogs and the Dallas Cowboys. And he's running for the Senate now. He's the Republican nominee against Raphael Warnock, who's a real piece of work. But, of course, Ely Meistel loves him. So this is Ely Meistel over the weekend talking about Herschel Walker on MSNBC. Cut two.
Walker has the backing of the Republicans. Now you ask, why are Republicans backing this man who's so clearly unintelligent, who so clearly doesn't have independent thoughts? But that's actually the reason. Walker's right. Gonna do what he's told. And that's what Republicans like. That's what Republicans want from their Negroes, to do what they're told. And Walker presents exactly as a person who lacks independent thoughts, lacks an independent agenda, lacks an independent ability to grasp policies.
So clearly unintelligent, as opposed to, I don't know, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. So clearly unintelligent. Raphael Warnock, he's a real brain surgeon too, isn't he? This is a flashback from Ely Meistel. Who's he talking about in this cut, Taylor?
Kim Potter? I don't really remember her.
I don't remember her either. But that's what I was asking. Well, let's play the cut anyway. Cut three.
Is that how it's supposed to work in this country? Like you are racist. You kill somebody, and then it's like, oh, I'm very sorry that I hate Negroes so much. Oh, like that's like I don't think that that's how it should work in this country.
She's the female police officer that shot and killed Dante Wright.
Oh, okay, I got it. Okay, she hit the. She thought she was going for the taser.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, I remember her. Okay, he's also accused Kyle Rittenhouse of being a white supremacist, but they were, but who didn't do that? Ayanna Pressley did that. Brandon did that. But even though he killed two white guys, both of whom were one was a pederast and the other was a pedophile. They were both convicted felons. So you know, it doesn't matter though, does it? Hey, you know, 844-500-4242. 603 says never bring a. Similar to a drone strike fight. Yeah. He didn't have a magic carpet to get away from the drone, apparently. 844-500.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
844-500-4242. It's just too bad he had an extra 20 years of life after 9/11. You know, he made it to 71 before they took him out. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
Biden struck him down in the prime of his life.
I'm sure that's what he'll say tonight if he can spit it out from the teleprompter.
However, I got to tell you, I miss, we have lots of shortages. We have shortages of baby food, meat, formula, strong leaders.
Candy.
you know, I miss Donald Trump because, you know what? If Trump was in office like he should be, we wouldn't have China having our politicians shaking in their boots. I was watching them on TV earlier today. They look like a bunch of morons. It was embarrassing. Joe Biden and his policies have destroyed our country and my state of Maine. Janet Mills is hanging onto his coattails. She's ruining the state of Maine right now. She's got to go. We need to reject her and reject this Build Back Better crap with Joe Biden. This is terrible.
I know. And you know, the thing is, I think it's beyond the fact that, you know, that they've destroyed the military. I mean, that's just one part of it. Don't you think the Chinese have the goods on Biden? All they got to do is drop what they have on him and on Hunter. I mean, can you imagine what they have on Hunter? What you imagine what Hunter was doing? I mean, you know, they talk about Swalwell and his affair with Fang Fang. I mean, at least it was kind of a consensual affair. I mean, who was Hunter sleeping with while he was in China? On traveling over there on Air Force Two. I mean, they must have everything on him. Thanks for the call, Dr. Luke. By the way, there was a good column about the recruiting woes of the U.S. since all this wokeness began to infect the Pentagon. This is by a guy named Jimmy Byrne, and he's a former U.S. Army armor officer. And he's now at Yale Law School. Only about a quarter of America's youth meet current eligibility standards, and recent surveys show only 9% are even interested. And so they're trying to blame it on the obesity rate, which has gone up, and also the unemployment rate, which is roughly the same as 2019. Yet in 2019, when Trump was president, the Army exceeded its recruiting goals. It's falling perilously short today and will be under strength by 28,000 troops by the end of next year. On his first day in office, Biden rescinded a Trump-era executive order banning critical race theory training in the military, basically telling white people that they're racist. The chief of naval operations, Adam Mike Gilday, added Ibram X. Kendi, that's not his original name, how to be an anti-racist to his professional reading list for sailors, never mind the book's endorsement of anti-white racial discrimination. Added to the mix has been divisive gender activism. The Navy has mandated gender sensitivity training and released a video encouraging sailors to closely police the use of pronouns as well as everyday language. These measures have amounted to a form of anti-recruitment for prospective enlistees. The Pentagon is appealing to activists at the expense of those who are most likely to enlist. The military has, this is the important part, the military has historically drawn an outsized proportion of recruits from conservative southern states. During the height of Operation Iraqi Freedom, nearly 40% of its enlistees were from the South. That's still true. South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, and Georgia each contribute more than 30%, some as high as 50% of their share of the America's 18 to 24-year-old population to military service. Guess what's happening now? Families with rich traditions of military service are increasingly not encouraging their sons and daughters to follow in their footsteps. Why? For some, the military's support for these divisive policies has harmed their view of the profession. Since 2019, those who have a great deal of confidence in the military has fallen from 70% to 45%, with the greatest decline, 34 points, occurring among Republicans. The most common response offered by respondents was concerned about political leadership. Political leaderships. The military traditionally has been governed by values such as selflessness, courage, patriotism, and sacrifice, none of which are popular with the modern Democrat Party. They are not governed by racial discrimination and activist politics. Pentagon leaders need to welcome these traditional American groups refrain from divisive political and social causes and stop pushing political agendas that may ultimately hurt our ability to recruit, fight, and win. How true that is. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Great show. You know, it wasn't too long ago that the Senate in Massachusetts rushed through their raise and all their extra premiums for their, you know, their theoretical transportation, right? Why couldn't they kick us back $250? What a bunch of bums.
Well, you know, the $3 billion that's due back to the taxpayers, i.e. us in Massachusetts, that's their excuse for not giving us back the $250 they were originally planning on sending us, Joe. So they're saying, well, we don't know what's going to happen with the $3 billion. So, you know, that was our stash for the politically correct, that was for the a puberty blocker industrial complex and the transgender windmills. So they say they can't give us back the $250 they were planning because they may have to give back three times that. That's just an excuse, obviously, Joe.
What system's got it all, Cowie? And all the people that work in government, they all gave themselves hefty raises.
They get. How about the bonus pay? I was talking to a lawyer today, and he was talking about how he couldn't get into court because all the courthouses were closed for 2 years, and they were letting the court officers, you know, work, quote unquote, work 1 week a month, and they were all becoming real estate salesmen and getting second jobs, making more money than they'd ever made. And this lawyer, who's in private practice, was having to struggle to meet his payroll because he couldn't get into court anymore. Nobody was working for 2 years, and then they gave themselves bonus pay like that actually, you know, sacrificed to go to work. I mean, again, if you worked in a hospital or you were a cop or maybe even a firefighter, you may have had to be exposed to COVID, not that it was going to kill you under 99% of the time, but you did have to go out and face the prospect. But most of the people who work for the state who didn't go to work for 2 years, they got a vacation with pay. And they gave themselves, and you're right, they won't give us, they got more money than they've ever had before. And they didn't want to give it back. Mariano, by the way, has been a hack since the Lyndon Johnson administration. He's going to be 76 on Halloween. He wanted to get rid of a 1986 law that gave taxpayers back $3 billion in overage that had been collected. But he backed away at the end. But he tried to. We're going to discuss this at 6 o'clock. By the way. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. A close friend of mine just got a big new job. I asked him for his new address so I could send him a congratulatory gift. The mailroom manager wanted to send him the traditional flowers or candy, but my friend asked if I could send him an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. He'd been hearing about it on the radio and wanted to know if he could have one himself for his new house. Have you thought about buying someone the Thunderstorm air purifier as a gift? I can tell you that's what people really want. Paul Rizzo, our insurance guy, just bought the 3-pack for his new winter home. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are, number 1, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number 2, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. Number 3, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is still small enough to hold in your hand. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you both time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. You can use a couple for yourself and maybe give one as a gift, as I did. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr.